我今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通的是但以理书。但以理书。
We're going to share with our brothers and sisters today the book of Daniel.
我这次交通的范围是从但以理书第二章到第七章。
The range of today's discussion will be from chapter 2 to chapter 7.
所以这是非常长的篇幅。
This is quite a long, it's a lot of scriptures.
所以我们不能够细细的来交通。
So we can't exactly discuss and share it in detail.
所以我只是挑几个重点来交通。
So I want to share with you a couple of key points.
这几章是围绕着一个主题。
All these chapters, they're all discussing the same main topic.
就是讲到尼布甲尼撒的梦。
We talk about Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
这个梦是非常重要的一个预言。
This dream is a very important prophecy.
他把神的心意向我们发表。
It expresses God's purpose and God's will to us.
这个梦里面讲到有一个很大的像。
In this dream, it talks about a great image.
这个像包括了金银铜铁各部分。
In this image, it talks about gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
这是讲到即将要来的四个大的帝国。
And this represents the four empires that are coming.
然后讲到在末了的时候，神的国要来到。
It talks about in the end time, God's kingdom will come.
当神的国来的时候，要打碎地上一切人的国度。
And when God's kingdom comes, He will come and break all the empires that humans created.
然后神的国要存到永远。
So that God's kingdom will last forever.
很奇妙的就是从但以理到现在。
From Daniel to now,
已经经过了2600年。
There's 2,600 years has passed.
整个世界的局势发展就是照着这个梦所讲的。
The world seems to have evolved around this dream.
所以当我们思想这样的事情的时候
When we think of it this way,
你会非常的惊奇。
You will be very surprised.
而且你里面会产生一个敬畏的心。
And you'll have a fearful heart.
所以我们应当在这里来学习认识这个梦所要讲的。
So we must come here to learn what the stream has to say to us.
很奇妙的是，当你读但以理书第七章的时候
what's strange is when you also read Daniel chapter 7,
你发觉那边也提到一个梦。
There they also talk about another dream.
啊，这个梦是但以理自己的梦。
And this dream is Daniel's own dream.
但以理书第二章是讲了尼布甲尼撒的梦。
Daniel chapter 2 talks about Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
但是这两个梦呢，其实是同一个梦。
But these two dreams that they speak of is actually the same dream.
但是中间经过了大概50年。
But there's about a separation of 50 years.
这个时候但以理已经从年轻来到了老年。
And through these 50 years, Daniel was a youthful man and became an elderly.
他已经有了许多属灵的经历。
He has many spiritual experiences.
这是他的神的生命在他里面已经非常的成熟。
At this time, God's life in him is very mature.
你知道你对神的话的认识跟你属灵的生命有极大的关系。
To understand God's word and also your spiritual life is very, is related.
在第二章但以理还年轻的时候
In chapter 2, while Daniel is still young,
那个梦讲到金银铜铁四个大的帝国。
The dream speaks of gold, silver, bronze, and iron, the four empires.
但到但以理书第七章的时候，我们看见但以理已经年老了。
But in Daniel chapter 7, we see Daniel has become elderly.
但这个时候他在看呢，不是看见四个大的帝国。
But this time in Daniel's dream, he didn't see the four empires.
他看到四个野兽。
He sees four beasts.
换句话说，他看到整件事情里面真实的那个实际。
In another word, we can say what he saw was the true meaning behind the dream.
人的帝国在属灵人的眼中是像野兽一样。
The empire of man in a spiritual view is actually a beast.
代表了凶狠残暴。
It means it's violent and cruel.
所以我们需要与主同行。
So we must walk with God.
我们要看清事物的真相。
We must see the true meaning behind things.
属灵人看透万事。
And a spiritual man can discern all things.
Okay, 在第二章那边特别提到尼布甲尼撒征服了当时的世界。
In chapter 2, it talks about Nebuchadnezzar has conquered the world.
你知道人在高位的时候呢，容易想到将来的事。
When a man is in high position, he starts to think about his future.
他盼望他的国能够存到永远。
He hopes that his kingdom will last forever.
这时候他就在床上想将来的事。
So now he's laid awake in his bed to think of the future.
他就开始做梦。
So he starts to dream.
你知道我们也常做梦。
We often dream.
我们盼望我们知道我们做梦有什么意义。
We oftentimes hope we can see some meaning in our dreams.
但是我们的梦不一定都有意义的。
But it's not necessary that our dreams have meanings.
但是尼布甲尼撒的梦这有意义。
But there's actually meaning behind Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
这是神的启示。
Because this is a revelation from God.
说到神永远的心意。
It talks about God's eternal purpose.
但是当他梦见，他不是他所期望的。
But when he dreamed what he was not hoping for.
在他的潜意识里面，他就拒绝他所看见的。
In his subconscious, he rejects what he saw.
所以当他醒来的时候，他忘了。
So when he wakes from his dream, he forgets the dream.
虽然他忘了，但这个梦仍然是非常可怕的。
Although he forgot the dream, but his dream is still very fearful.
所以他仍然寻求人来帮他解梦。
So he still went out and seek men to decipher the dream for him.
所以这个时候呢，他就寻求那些术士，用法术的、行邪术的和加勒底人来帮他解梦。
So this time the king summoned the magicians, the enchanters, the sorcerers, the Chaldeans to interpret his dream.
你知道这些人都是跟邪灵交往的。
We understand that these people they interact with the evil spirit.
你知道不管人多聪明
，No matter how smart man is.
知识都是有限的。
Our wisdom is limited.
许多事情我们都不知道。
There are many things we don't understand.
这使我们谦卑。
This is what makes us meek.
你知道邪灵跟撒旦不是每一件事情都知道。
We must know that the evil spirit and Satan is not all-knowing.
但是他盼望我们人这么认为他。
But this evil spirit and Satan hope that we think that they're all-knowing.
这样他就好迷惑我们。
So this way they can... This way they can entice us or confuse us.
因为只有神才是全知的。
Because only God is all-knowing.
只有神是全在的。
Only God is omnipresent.
只有神是全能的。
Only God is omnipotent.
撒旦是非常狡猾的。
We know that Satan is very sly.
他自己看不清楚神的旨意。
When he cannot see God's
神的奥秘。
When he cannot see the mystery of God.
但是他想到神仍然有器皿可以用
and the Satan sees that God has vessels that he could use
所以他就想如果他把这些器皿除去的话
so Satan thinks that if he destroys these vessels of God
那神的奥秘就不会被显露出来
then God's mystery cannot be revealed
所以你读但以理书的时候
so when reading Daniel
当王的命令一出来要杀所有的哲士的时候呢人就马上去寻求但以理和他的朋友，要把他杀掉。
So when the king decreed to kill all the philosophers, these people went to Daniel immediately.
可是神在那里掌权。
And God has control over this.
当加勒底人向王要时间
，When the Chaldeans asked for extra time from the king,
王不给他。
The king does not give them extra time.
可是但以理要时间呢，神就给了他了。
But when Daniel asked for extra time, the king gave it to him.
所以你看见事情的发展不一定都按照逻辑。
So we can see that events does not always occur by logic here.
事情的发展受信心的管制。
The evolve of these events are controlled by faith.
所以我们需要常常活在信心。
So we must live in faith.
不要看环境。
Don't look at our environment.
不要凭自己的判断，自己的 judgment.
Don't use our own judgment to decide.
但以理向着神有一个单纯的心。
Daniel has a very pure heart to God.
他有一个真诚的心。
He also has a sincere heart to God.
在他里面就产生了一个 honor, 一个贵重。
So in Daniel there's an honor in him.
所以王尊重他。
So the king respects him.
所以王给他时间。
So the king gives him extra time.
所以你看，加勒底人要时间，神不给他。
So we can see the Chaldeans, when they ask for extra time, the king does not give it to them.
但是呢，但以理要，神王就给他。
But when Daniel asked for it, then the king gives it to him.
你知道但以理是一个明白异象梦兆的人。
We know that Daniel understands visions and dreams.
可是他并没有单独的行动。
But he did not act alone.
他寻求同伴一起来祷告。
He sought companionship in his prayer.
这是神属灵的原则。
This is God's spiritual principle.
要我们一同来祷告。
They want us to pray together.
因为神的奥秘很大。
Because God's mystery is too grand.
不是一个人可以承受的。
It is not, no one can understand.
神需要身体。
God needs bodies.
所以我们要与清心的人一同来祷告。
So we must pray together with those who are pure hearts.
所以当神启示他的时候。
So when God revealed to Daniel,
他马上就赞美神。
Daniel immediately gave glory to God.
他知道这不是因为他比别人强。
Daniel understands not because he's stronger than another person.
那是因为神的恩典。
But because of God's grace.
所以他就把荣耀归给神。
So he gave glory to God.
我们知道但以理征服了当时的世界。你不讲一下征服了当时的世界。
We know that Nebuchadnezzar at the time conquered the world.
他就想到他死以后的事情。
So he started thinking about what will happen to him when he passes away.
他盼望他的国能够存到永远。
He hopes that his kingdom will last forever.
但神启示他的却不一样。
But what God revealed to him was different.
神启示他末后的事情。
The God revealed to the king what's going to happen in the end times.
就是我们这个时候最后的时候它要发生的事情。
It represents our time or the last or the end times or the events about to occur.
讲到基督的再临。
It talks about the Christ's second coming.
讲到他要在人的国中掌权。
It talks about he will reign within our kingdom.
所以你就看见神注重的不是尼布甲尼撒。
So we can see that God's focus was not on Nebuchadnezzar.
神注重的乃是基督。
God focuses on Christ.
神注重的不是那个大的像。
God is not focused on that great image.
神注重的乃是他的儿子。
God focused on his son.
尼布甲尼撒如果知道这一点，
If Nebuchadnezzar understood this point,
他就能够被神所用，
then he could be used by God.
把神的国带进来，
To bring God's kingdom.
可是我们读但以理书我们知道尼布甲尼撒失败了。
As we read Daniel, we understand that Nebuchadnezzar failed.
如果我们能够懂这个梦，
if we understood this dream,
如果我们懂得神的心意，
if we understood God's will,
如果我们按照神的心意而行，
if we act upon God's purpose,
我们也能够被神所用，
we can also be used by God,
把神的国带进来，
to bring God's kingdom in.
这个梦讲到一个大象，
this dream talks about a large image,
讲到一个金的头，
talks about head of pure gold.
讲到一个银的胸跟膀臂。
Talks about silver chest and arm.
讲到铜的肚子跟腰。
And a belly and thigh of bronze.
讲到铁的腿。
And legs of iron.
这讲到四个大的帝国。
This talks about four empires.
这个金头是讲到巴比伦帝国。
The head of pure gold represents Babylon.
然后银子讲到马代波斯。
The silver represents Mede and Persia.
所以你看见当金头过去以后呢，就有马代跟波斯两个手臂出来了。
So we can see that after the head are Mede and Persia, or the two arms.
然后在这个马代波斯之后呢，就是希腊帝国，就是铜所代表的。
And after Mede and Persia was the Greek Empire, which was represented by the belly and the thigh.
然后我们知道就是铁，就是罗马帝国所代表的。
And the legs of iron actually represents the Roman Empire.
但如果你读西洋的历史，
if you study Western history,
你知道到主后395年，
we know that after 395 AD,
罗马帝国就分成东西罗马帝国。
The Roman Empire was split into Western Roman Empire and Eastern Roman Empire.
所以你看见两个腿出来了。
So now we see the two legs.
但是很奇妙的是西罗马帝国呢，在主后476年就灭亡了。
But we see that the West Roman Empire was ended in 476 AD.
而东罗马帝国呢是在主后1453年才灭亡。
And in the East Roman Empire ended in 1453 AD.
中间差了1000年。
There's about 1,000 years difference.
所以你看见，如果按照罗马帝国的历史来解释这个梦的话
，If we use Roman Empire's history to explain this dream,
那他这里他这两条腿是不一样长的，对不对
？If we look at it, these two legs are different length.
但是你看见这个梦的两条腿是一样长的。
But in the dream, the great vision, the two legs are equal length.
要怎么解释它
？How do we explain this?
所以你必须要非常了解西洋的历史。
Now we must understand Western history.
We must understand Western history.
Because if you continue to read the Western history, after the Western Roman Empire fell, there was another empire that arose called the Holy Roman Empire. I can't go into too much details. One point, this is the history.
一方面，我们也没有时间去讲。
Another point, we don't have time today.
但是你会发觉，神圣罗马帝国继承了西罗马的精神。
But we can see the Holy Roman Empire actually took on the spirit of the West Roman Empire.
然后你发觉，当东罗马帝国结束的时候
，And at the end of East Roman Empire,
谁继承了他的精神呢
？Who took over the spirit?
俄国
，Russia.
你知道那时候俄国的王叫什么？叫沙皇王。
We all know the king of Russia is called the Tsar.
你知道那个沙皇的沙字是从凯撒那个撒出来的。
The word Tsar is actually derived from Caesar.
所以你发觉，不管就政治来讲，就宗教来讲呢，这两个帝国就继承了东西罗马帝国的精神。
If you look at politically, we can see that these two empires took on the spirit of the Western and Eastern Roman Empire.
然后他们同时结束。
And they both ended at the same time.
那是在第一次世界大战结束的时候。
And they ended at the end of the First World War.
大概是在1918年。
It's approximately 1918 AD.
所以你看见到了1918年呢，这个像就来到哪里？来到了脚。
So in 1918, this image comes to its feet.
那时候整个世界分成两个大的集团。
At the time, the world has split into two major groups.
一个就是所谓的共产专制。
One's the tyrannical communism.
他们像铁一样。
They're like iron.
他们能够贯彻他们的意志到底。
They can drive through their
will.
They can drive through their will to the end.
另外一个集团叫做民主集团。
And the other group is democratic.
他们像泥巴一样。
They're like clay.
建一个高速公路，讲了20年还盖不了。
They can spend 20 years on talking about building a highway and still not be finished.
所以第二点，你有没有看见，到了1918年已经来到了脚了
？We can see that in 1918, this image has come to its feet.
那现在我们到了哪里呢
？Where are we now?
如果读下去，你发觉那十个脚趾头快要出来了。
If we keep reading down, we see that the ten toes about to come out.
我们都读过但以理书，也读过启示录。
We've read Daniel, we've read Revelation.
你知道到后来要出现十个国，就是十个王。
We understand in the end time there's 10 kings that will rise.
这十个王里面有三个王是代表性的。
Within these 10 kings, there's 3 that has special meaning.
很可能这十个王现在已经在这世上。
It is possible that these 10 kings already exist in our current time.
然后最后敌基督要来。
And at last the Antichrist will come.
他要征服其中的三个王。
He will take over the 3 kings.
然后其他的王呢就把权柄全部给了他。
So all the other kings will give authority to the Antichrist.
他就得了整个的权柄。
So he will reign over.
但是这也说到人的国就来到了尽头。
But this also talks about the man's kingdom to come to an end.
这时候基督要再临。
At this time,
Christ
will come again.
Yeah. 然后神的国就要掌权。
And God's kingdom will have authority.
这就是但以理书第二章尼布甲尼撒的梦所揭示的。
This is what Daniel chapter 2 talks about in Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
然后第三章就看见了但以理三个朋友在那里做见证。
In chapter 3, we see Daniel's three friends become testimonies.
你看见神不仅预备但以理为他做见证。
God did not only use Daniel as a testimony.
他也预备了三个朋友来为神做见证。
He also used Daniel's three friends as a testimony.
尼布甲尼撒做的梦是从金、银、铜到铁。
Nebuchadnezzar's dream comes from gold, silver, bronze, then iron.
但是尼布甲尼撒不喜欢这个梦。
But Nebuchadnezzar does not like this dream.
他盼望他的金头存到永远。
He wishes that his gold head lasts forever.
所以他怎么做？
So what does he do?
建了一个大的金像。
He creates a gold statue.
这是他的雄心。
This is his ambition. This is ambition.
但这背后是什么？
But what's behind this ambition?
撒旦要人敬拜。
Satan wants people to worship.
所以你看见表面上这是政治。
If you look at it, on the front, it seems like it's a political move.
但是背后是什么？
But what's behind it?
宗教。
Is religion.
偶像。
And idols.
我们知道犹太人从前是最好的农夫跟渔夫。
We know that the Jews were very good farmers and fishermen.
但他们在巴比伦经过了几十年以后，
But after spending numerous years in Babylon,
他们成了最好的商人。
They become good businessmen.
你先到世界上各处去看。
If we look around the world right now,
哪里有赚钱的地方，哪里就有犹太人。
If there's money there to be earned, there's Jewish people there.
每一个人都向金像下拜了。
Because in Babylon, everyone knelt to the golden statue.
每一个人都向钱看。
Everyone looked towards money.
基本的原则都没有了。
They lost their principles.
主说，人若赚得全世界，赔上了自己的性命，有什么益处呢？人能拿什么来换生命呢？
God said that, what good will it be for a man if he gains the world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
主也说，你不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
The Lord also says you cannot serve God and Mammon.
有几个人能够不在这个金像的面前下拜呢？
How many people do not kneel down before this gold statue?
我们能够不在这个金像前下拜吗？
Can we not kneel down before this gold statue?
在这里你看见只有三个人，但以三个朋友拒绝下拜。
Here we can see that only the three friends of Daniel refused to kneel down before the gold statue.
结果是什么？丢到火窑里面。
What happened to them? They got thrown into the fiery furnace.
仇敌要把他烧死。
Satan wants to kill them.
但是神却做了更美的事。
But God did something more wonderful.
本来他们是被捆绑的，现在他们自由在火中行走。
They were once bound, now they walk freely in the furnace.
借着火，神炼净他们。
Through the fire,through the fire, God refined them.
你知道，如果我们被炼净了，有什么事情发生吗？
Do you know what will happen to us if we get refined?
三个人在火中行走。
There's three men walking in the fiery furnace.
王看见有四个人。
But the king saw four.
第四个人像人子。
And the fourth image looked like the Son of God.
所以当我们被炼净的时候，
So when we become refined,
基督被彰显了。
It will manifest.It will manifest the Christ in us.
所以这是第三章告诉我们的故事。
This is the story that he tells us in chapter 3.
第四章给我们看见尼布甲尼撒又做了一个梦。
In chapter 4, we see Nebuchadnezzar has another dream.
他大概没有什么太多事情可以做。
He probably doesn't have a lot of things to do at this time.
Okay, 这一次他记得了这个梦。
This time he remembers the dream.
他梦见一棵大树。
He dreamed that there was a great tree.
高到顶天
，its top touched the sky，
地极都可以看见它
，and it was visible all around the earth。
叶子跟果子到处都是
，and its leaf and fruits were abundant。
田野的走兽呢，在它树荫底下遮蔽
，under the beasts of the field found shelter。
飞鸟坐在它的枝上
，and the birds of the air lived in the branches。
所以这是多美的一幅图画
，it's a very beautiful picture。
就在这个时候，有个天使喊叫说
：“At this time, an angel comes down and says,
把这个大树给砍下来。
To cut down this tree,
但是树墩子还是存留。
But let the stump of its roots remain.
经过了七期
and over seven times,
让他学习一件事情。
We will teach, or he will learn one thing.
至高者在人的国中掌权。
That the
四章四章十七节。
So that the living may know the Most High sovereign over the kingdom of man.
要将国赐给谁就赐予谁。
And gives them to anyone who wishes.
或立极卑微的人执掌王权。
And set them over the lowliest of men.
神启示他第二章的梦。
God revealed to him the dream in the chapter 2.
但他只想到他自己的国有多伟大。
But he only thinks of how wonderful he is.
一个人自我膨胀的结果
Once who's boastful or self-expands
结果呢就是高抬自己
They raise themselves up
所以在第四章第三十节段讲到
So in chapter 4 verse 30
他说这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都要显我威严的荣耀吗
King, Nebuchadnezzar says it's not this great Babylon I have builtas royal residence by my mighty power and the glory of my majesty.
你看这是不是自我膨胀
Is he boasting himself?
这是不是高抬自己
Is he raising himself up?
说完就疯了
As soon as he said these words, he went crazy.
成了野兽
He became a beast.
经过七期
After seven times,
他才重新得回人的心
Then he gained back a man's heart.
说话像个人的样子
Then he starts to talk like a man.
可以为神做见证
Then become a testimony for God.
所以第四章第三十四节怎么讲呢
In Daniel chapter 4 verse, chapter 4 verse 34,
日子满足我尼布甲尼撒举目望天我的聪明复归于我我便称颂至高者赞美尊敬活到永远的神他的权柄是永有的他的国传到万代。
He mentioned that I Nebuchadnezzar raised my eye towards heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified Him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation.
现在说话是不是像个人的样子
Now he starts to talk more like a man.
所以才能够为神做见证。
And now it becomes a testimony for God.
Okay, 我们来到第五章。
Now we come to chapter 5.
第五章是讲到巴比伦最后的一个晚上。
In chapter 5, it talks about the last night of Babylon.
那时候的巴比伦的王是伯沙沙王。
At the time, the king of Babylon was Belshazzar.
他与一千个大臣在饮酒作乐。
Him and 1,000 of his nobles were drinking wine.
他在那里赞美金银铜铁木石所造的神。
He was there praising the idols made of gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
对，一点都不敬畏真神。
He did not fear the true God.
把神殿中的器皿拿来饮酒作乐。
He took the vessels that were used in the altars to as vessels for his wine.
这时候在墙上就一个指头显出来。
At this time, a finger appears on the wall.
写字在这个墙上。
And starts to write on this wall.
没有任何人可以解释它。
Nobody can explain what it said.
所以最后还需要把但以理再找出来。
So once again, they invited Daniel to come.
来解释这些话的意思。
To explain what this meant.
这就是但以理书第五章二十五节。到二十七节所解释，到二十八节所解释的。
This is what it speaks of in Daniel chapter 5 from verse 25 to 28.
他说所写的文字是尼尼尼尼尼提克勒乌法尔新。
And it says that this is the inscription that was written, Mini Mini Tekel Parson.
讲解是这样，尼尼就是神已经数算你国的年日到此完毕。
This is what these words meant. Mini means God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end.
提克勒就是你被称在天平里显出你的亏欠。
And tekel means that you have been weighted on the scale and found wanting.
匹勒斯就是你的国分裂归于马代人和波斯人。
And Paris means your kingdom is divided and given to Medes and Persians.
所以这是讲到他最后的一个晚上。
This speaks of the last night of Babylon.
就在当天晚上呢，你知道马代波斯就征服了他们。
That very evening, Mede and Persia, conquered Babylon.
当你读到这样的故事，让你想到什么
？When you read this story, what does it remind you of?
一个指头在墙壁上写字。
A finger that writes on the wall.
如果你读新约圣经
，If you read the New Testament,
这让你想到约翰福音第八章。
In John chapter 8, there was an event that occurred.
那时候文士跟法利赛人想要陷害主耶稣，抓他画的把柄。
At that time, the scribes and the Pharisees were trying to set a trap for Jesus.
所以他们找到一个行淫的时候被抓到的那个妇人，就带到了主耶稣的面前。
So they captured an adulterer and brought it in front of the Lord.
他对主说，按照摩西的律法，这个人要用石头把他打死。
They said to him that according to the law of Moses, we must stone this person to death.
那你说怎么办？
And they asked the Lord, "What do you say we should do?"
所以你看见他们是设了一个陷阱。
You see that they set up a trap here for Jesus.
他们要抓住他把柄。
They're trying to capture his or catch his
evidence.
Catch an evidence of him.
所以你就看见，如果主说用石头把他打死。
Because we can see if the Lord says to stone her with stone to death,
他们就要问了。那你说一天到晚说到爱代表什么意思呢
？Then they will ask him. Then what's this love that you speak of day and night?
如果他说不要打死他，放掉他。
If the Lord had said do not stone her but to release her,
那他们就会说，那你违背了摩西的律法。
Then they will say to him, you have disobeyed the law of Moses.
所以你就犯了罪了。
Therefore, he also sinned.
所以他们设了这个陷阱。
So this is a trap that the Pharisees and the scribes have set up.
那主在那边做什么
？What was the Lord doing?
主弯着腰用指头在地上画字。
The Lord was bent over and writing on the ground with his finger.
但他们继续在追问主。
When they kept asking the Lord,
所以主就直起腰来。
The Lord rises up.
就说你们当中谁没有犯罪的？可以丢第一块石头。
He said to them, let you the one who have not sinned cast the first stone.
结果他们从老到少一个一个离开。
So from the elders, the youth, one by one left.
因为我们年纪越大，犯的罪越多。
Because as we get older, we realize we have more sins.
当主这样讲话的时候
，When Lord spoke like this,
你知道他们里面心中的那个亏欠就开始做工了。
There's self-consciousness.
Wanting.
Their wanting starts to work.
这个时候你知道文士跟法利赛人都是熟读圣经的。
We know the scribes and the Pharisees understood the Bible very well.
但以理书第五章的那个故事开始在它里面作用了。
At this time, Daniel's chapter 5, the story that was in Daniel chapter 5 starts to work within these guys.
因为那个指头显出了他们的亏欠。
Because the finger showed them wanting.
所以你记不记得当这件事情过去的时候主说什么话？
Do you remember what the Lord said after this event came to pass?
我是世上的光。
He said, I am the light of the world.
跟随我的不在黑暗里行。
Those who follow me do not walk in darkness.
所以光显出来，就在我们的良心工作。
Once we're in the light, it works. It shines in our in a conscious.
所以一个跟随主的人呢
，So one who follows God or the Lord,
良心常常会有作用的。Conscious,
the conscious will often work within us.
但是我们感谢主，虽然显出我们的亏欠
，But we thank the Lord, although it shows us wanting.
但是他的血永远有功效。
But his blood his blood always works within us.
所以跟随主的人不在黑暗的心。
So those who follow the Lord do not walk in darkness.
好，我们来到第六章。
So now we come to chapter 6.
所以我们时间过得很快。
We're passing time very quickly here.
第六章就讲到，这个时候讲到大力乌王。
In chapter 6, it talks about the king Darius.
这个时候巴比伦帝国已经结束了。
At this time, the Babylon Empire has failed.
马代波斯这个时候就来到了。
And Mede and Persia was here.
所以这个时候呢，大力乌王，啊，他那时候把但以理提高到很高的位置。
And this time, Darius rises Daniel to a high position.
好像现在的总理一样。
It's similar to the prime minister right now.
就引起很多人的嫉妒。
So many people were envious of him.
为什么
？Why so?
他本来是在巴比伦王做总理的。
Originally, he was the prime minister of Babylon.
那马代波斯把他打败了。
And the Mede and Persia takes over the Babylons.
照理讲，但以理不被杀已经不错了，对不对？
Logically, if we don't kill Daniel, will be a very good thing.
不断没有杀他，还把他放在这么重要的位置上。
Not only did they not kill Daniel, but they placed him in a high position.
所以自然人要想办法来陷害他。
So naturally, people think of ways to set him up.
但是但以理很难找到他的把柄啊。
But it's hard to find evidence against Daniel.
所以他们就想到一个办法。
So they thought of a method.
就是让这个王呢下了一条命令。
So they wanted the king to create a decree.
对，就是三十天之内，任何的人啊，你不可以在你都不能向任何人，也不能向王，也不能向神求什么。
So this decree says that within 30 days you cannot ask from God or you can't pray from God or from man for anything.
你知道祷告对但以理是非常重要的。
Prayer is very important to Daniel.
祷告好像是他的生命线。
Daniel's prayer is his lifeline.
所以他们想要切断他的生命线，你看到没有
？These people wanted to cut off Daniel's lifeline.
那但以理怎么做呢
？What does Daniel do?
所以第六章第四节就讲了。
In chapter 6 verse 4.
10. 第六章第四节。
Chapter 6 verse 10.
但以理知道这禁令盖的玉玺，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次双膝跪在他神面前祷告，感谢与素常一样。
Now Daniel learned that the decree has been published. He went home to his upstairs room where the window opened towards Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he's done before.
我们曾经说过。但以理的祷告比他生命还重要。
We've said before that Daniel's prayer is more important than his life.
我们对祷告有没有这么看重
？Do we focus or do we take such importance to our prayers?
但以理即使要失去生命，他不能失去祷告。
Daniel would rather lose his life than to lose his prayers.
结果他被下在狮子坑里面。
Then he was sent to the lion's den.
那这些狮子都是非常饿的狮子。
We know these lions are very hungry lions.
可是当天晚上，但以理在狮子坑里面睡得很香甜。
But we can see that Daniel slept very well in the lion's den.
反而王睡不着。
However, the king Darius was not able to sleep well.
但是不管怎么样，最后我们的但以理被救上来了。
No matter what, we understand at the end, Daniel was rescued from the lion's den.
害他的人被丢在坑里面。
Those people that set him up were thrown into the lion's den.
这些人还没有落在地上。
Those people that set Daniel up were yet to hit the ground.
狮子已经把他们吞了。
The lions already ate them up.
所以但以理就脱离了狮子的口。
So Daniel was able to escape from the mouth of the lion.
那圣经上讲到狮子是代表什么意思？
When the Bible talks about the lion, what does he speak of?
仇敌像吼叫的狮子，对不对？
It talks about the
lion.
The enemy is like a roaring lion.
对。但在这里呢，这个狮子洞所代表的更深。
But here, the lion's den here represents a deeper meaning.
你要在第七章找到答案。
You can find the answer in chapter 7.
你记得第七章但以理做了一个梦。
We remember in Daniel chapter 7, he had a dream.
他看到有四个野兽。
He sees four beasts.
第一个野兽是什么？
What was the first beast?
狮子。
It was a lion.
狮子代表什么意思？
What does the lion represent?
巴比伦帝国。
It represents the empire of Babylon.
所以这个经历说到了什么？
What does this experience say?
但以你七十年在巴比伦，都好像在狮子洞里。
Daniel spent 70 years in Babylon as if he would spend 70 years in lion's den.
但是靠着他不断的依靠神。
But because he continues to rely on the Lord,
没有被仇敌吞噬。
He did not get eaten by the enemy.
结果是什么？
What was the result?
第六章最后一节。
The last verse of chapter 6.
如此，这但以理当大力乌王在位的时候和波斯王古列在位的时候大享亨通。
So Daniel was prosperous during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
所以怎么样让我们在这个世界上大享亨通呢？
How do we become prosperous in this world?
你必须要经过火窑。
You have to go through the fiery furnace.
你要经过狮子洞。
You have to go through the lion's den.
经过火不被烧死。
If you go through the fire furnace and you do not get destroyed.
经过狮子洞不被仇敌给吞了。
And when you go through the lion's den, you do not get eaten by the enemy.
靠你自己不行。
You can't rely on yourself for this.
必须不断地依靠神。
You must continuously rely on the Lord.
这是尼布甲尼撒的梦的意义。
This is the real meaning behind Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
所以我们非常的重要，要学习认识这个梦。
It is important that we understand and we learn and understand the dream.
并且学习这些梦所带来给我们的属灵的功课。
And also to learn from and act upon these work that the stream has brought on us.
不断地依靠神。
To rely on God continually.
在这大而可畏的这个世界的火窑跟狮子洞里。
In this fearful fiery furnace of the world and the lion's den of the world.
我们能够经过。
We can walk through it.
就能够大享亨通。
Then we can be prosperous.
我们低头一些祷告。
Let's pray.
说我们感谢你今天把这么重要的信息摆在我们的面前。愿你知道我们所经过的这个世界乃是一个大而可畏的旷野，充满了火窑要烧死我们，充满了狮子洞要把我们吞吃。但是感谢主，仇敌要害我们，但是你要拯救我们，让我们经过火反而得到释放，经过火反而得到炼净，经过火让我们能够彰显你自己的荣耀，让我们经过火经过狮子洞我们得以保留，能够在世上过真正属灵的亨通的日子。主帮助我们不断地把自己献上，单单为你而活，帮助我们不断地来依靠你，来走前面的道路。主，你回来的日子已经近了，这个大的梦给我们看见最后的人的国要出现，然后主你的国要回来掌权，盼望我们在你的国中有份，盼望我们见你面的时候没有一个是羞愧的，每一个都蒙你的称赞。我们感谢你，把荣耀赞美归给你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you.